people who want to know more about the Beetle Walk, you have a wonderful website.
Yes, beetlesinlondon.com.
En we zijn net ook al geweest bij zijn coffeeshop. En dat ligt vlakbij St. John's Wood Underground. En het is daar ongeveer een minuut of drie wandelen naar hier. Oké.
Okay. Okay. Should we go to the studios?
Yes. We gaan het hoogtepunt bekijken. We gaan naar de studio's van Abbey Road.
Okay. Yeah. Ja.
Okay. Over dezelfde zebra volgens mij. Ja. Auto stoppen nog altijd netjes. Abbey Road, Abbey House. Ook hier weer cameramensen van allerlei omroepen die... het lijkt wel of de koningin hier komt. Welke laat ik dan in het midden? Nou, Abbey Road Studios bestaan nog steeds. En een aantal camera's hier. Mensen die geïnterviewd worden voor de studio's van Abbey Road. Heeft mensen die hier hun naam op de muur schrijven. En niet alleen oudere Beatles fans, ook heel veel jonge mensen. What I have seen, a lot of younger people here,
yes.
Not only Beatles, all the Beatles fans.
Oh,
Beatles
yes,
fans.
Of course. Well, this is Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles, of course, recorded nearly everything they did. But, of course, it was famous long before then. It was actually opened in November 1931, when Elgar, conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra, playing his own composition, Land of Hope and Glory, as the most national song. Okay. Of course, before the... Before the Beatles came here, the likes of Glenn Miller, Fred Astaire, even Winston Churchill came here. It's really, of course, the Beatles that made it world famous. Yeah. But you could say their name, the studio. So it weren't called Abbey Road in those days. They called it EMI. It was named after the record company that owned it. And it changed its name officially after the Abbey Road album came out. The Beatles actually named their album after the road, and the studios followed suit. So it's that way around. So you could say the Beatles named the studio as well. And they recorded, I said, nearly everything here. Mostly in Studio 2, which is the really the rock studio, I suppose you'd call it. Because there's different studios, different sort of music. There's Studio 1, which is the big orchestral studio. But actually where the Beatles recorded All You Need Is Love. On
Eurovision, eh?
For the show called Our World.
Yeah.
And something like 400 million people watched it worldwide. That was, of course, a big deal. But Studio 2 is the one they used the most, which almost became their studio. In fact, a lot of people believe the Beatles owned the studios, but they never did, of course. It was, it's always been EMI Studios.
De Beatles hebben hier alleen muziek opgenomen, ze waren er geen eigenaar van. Ze zijn er toch nooit geweest. En de studio, zegt Richard, bestond al veel langer. Studio 1 is dan ook de grote studio, waar ook meer mensen in konden, meer muzici. En waar onder andere opgenomen is het Eurovisieprogramma Our World, waar de Beatles All You Need Is Love zongen.